Curtis.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. You got through the 4th of July okay?
I did. I did. And everything's going. How about you?
Yeah, everything's fine. I went out for a little 10-mile bike ride and, you know, trying to stay healthy. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, good, man. How is, I know your wife had passed away within the year, right?
Yeah, boy, she passed away on the 3rd of September, and that was a toughie. She was a beautiful, attractive woman who didn't look her age, and, you know, the doctors couldn't believe that she had colon cancer, and so, you know, it metastasized, and it really got ugly during the end. The last 3 months were really tough. We were married for 40 years.
Man, I'm so sorry to hear it. I remember hearing about it, and, you know, I know the year's coming up, man, so we're thinking about you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I do. And
I'd tell you face-to-face if I could get my screen from showing a wood. I don't know what's going on here. I'm checking out my my video.
Hey, we're all trying to get used to the reality of Zoom calls. So, hey, there you go. All right, gotcha. So you got a little COVID-19 beard too.
This is as long as my hair's been, and you know, as long as the beard's been. Yeah. Oh wow.
I know.
I'm rolling with it, man.
Yeah, me too. So, Michael, you sent me a fantastic question today. So I want to make sure I cover your agenda first. So you get to tell me what's on your mind. And otherwise, we'll go right into your question.
Yeah, so we just got done with our Q2 review about what we accomplished and what we want to accomplish. And then I've been doing a good job, or at least I've been doing a job of just trying to jot down, you know, how could things be better? How could they be more efficient? What are our needs? Right. And
right.
So I think my needs are is, you know, like with financial planning,
right.
You know, items that are important that come in at timely manner. Right.
Okay.
Maybe it's something like, hey, we got rid of the, you know, the IRA suspension for the year, right? Or, you know, here's a tax break that people are using. Or, you know, if you use interest expense off your line of credit on your securities, you can write that off against income expense, right? Or
right.
Just things like that. I wish I had like an expert of sorts.
Okay.
To not only track the new stuff, but to also know all the remaining stuff, if that makes sense.
Okay. Right. I get it.
Now, Morgan Stanley, from what I understand, is hiring somebody in this capacity for each branch,
right?
Which we would utilize quite a bit, but I don't know if that'll ever come to fruition.
Okay. Let's think about that for a moment. Do you want a team member? I kind of wrote up like a mini little description here. Someone who's got a CFP, understands planning, taxes, and the economics of markets and how they operate. They've got 5+ years experience. They have clients, but not a factor, but it demonstrates that they have relationships and know how to handle relationships. They're good with clients. They're smart, well-educated. They can work in a team environment, and they have emotional intelligence. Okay?
Yep.
Now, there's a couple of ways to look at that. So you go out, and we hire someone with all of the levels of permissions that you have to get that have that expertise, and they become a team member who basically pays for themselves, and they sign, you know, a contractual relationship with you. They get some exposure to your clientele. They receive a salary plus their bonus based on how well the team does, okay? And they can continue to also work their own clients, which means any spinoff that you give him or Maria goes into the total pool. Now, the support of the salary, if you negotiated that with the branch for a period of 2 years until they are very self-operating, then it's not going to impact your bottom line very much. However, if the branch won't support it, but they'll support you hiring someone, then this person has got to be able to sustain themselves, get some bonus structure from you based on a performance criteria, which we could establish and negotiate. So those are like the two ways. But what I think happens is that you've got to interview a number of candidates that are the right fit for you. Now, that's kind of my scenario and how I'm thinking. You tell me how you receive that. How does that resonate with you?
It resonates. You know, somebody that has clients makes sense because they can feel what the client feels, right?
Right. They know that they have that experience and that exposure.
Right. So somebody that is just a savvy planner, right?
Right.
Now, what I mean by a savvy planner is I don't need somebody that can run a life view financial plan that is extremely complex, right, and convoluted.
Right.
What I need somebody is just – I think we've got that planning down to like a science. We limit the client goals to like what they want to live on,
right,
you know, their how often they exchange a vehicle, and maybe if they want some a side amount of money for travel or home improvements, right?
Right.
The less goals, the better, because they can focus more on the big picture, right?
Right.
But a savvy planner is somebody that can help them different ways to where we can help them save on taxes or different strategies
right.
that we can implement to give them a better after-tax return or be on top of the different strategies out there to say, hey, this year you can give as much cash as you want to and there's no threshold.
Right.
Therefore, somebody could do with a high net worth and high income could do a huge Roth conversion.
Right.
Because they could give a huge philanthropic gift this year, right?
Right.
Somebody that can proactively bring those ideas to the table.
Okay. And yeah, and make suggestions and recommendations. Hey, Michael, have you thought about this as a potential idea and an agenda item for our clients? You know, somebody that's got that kind of intuitive capacity.
I think you hit it in the beginning. Somebody that's a CFP that has they're tax focused.
Right. So now, if that's kind of what we're looking, we should refine the job description, get the appropriate permissions to be able to look at somebody, and then present a couple of alternatives and how that person is going to be compensated, and then get permission to go forward. So
yep.
I would help you put together the job description. And if you, I mean, I know that there's a firm like ECG Resources that hires and recruits folks for that purpose, and family offices and family office structures. So you might find somebody that is pretty good. What would you want the upside of this person to earn? if they're that good?
My feeling is 75, 85.
Okay.
That's me thinking. I think they should get paid more than an assistant.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if they're worth 10 grand a month.
Right. What if you hired a person who was a JDCFP on your team?
What's a JD?
Juris Doctor, lawyer, tax.
Yeah.
What if you had, or a CPA?
I would love a slash planner would be like the ultimate goal.
So if you had a CFP, CPA, or a JD, CPA, CFP, now you're talking about a higher level of individual with respect to your clients, somebody that you could put out there in front of, you know, really huge folks and bring in bigger business.
Mm-hmm.
That person,
which I think is the future.
Yeah. And now you're operating more like a family office with a person of that caliber.
Right. Because I think the future is just getting bigger. I mean, we had a huge quarter. Yeah. Year's off to a great start. And I think as each year I get older, right, business just is it's just easier.
Yeah.
Well, to attract business, yeah, as long as we're out there looking for it.
So I think there's three tiers of individual. If you get the lowest tier, that might be somebody who's earning 75, 85. But if you've got somebody who's already earning six figures, but might want to take this thing up to, you know, I'd like to be earning 250, then you put in the performance criteria for them, and this is what it's going to take in order for you to get there. Our business,
right,
is going to have to go from 1.7 million to 2.2 or 2.5,
right,
whatever the number is. Now they've got the incentive to want to help you grow. They got their baseline. They have some clients. And that could work for you. I've seen that work in a lot of the private wealth scenarios where, mm-hmm, individuals have hired. I know in San Francisco when I was running the private wealth office, we brought in a bunch of folks from this group called My CFO. And they were all MBAs, really smart and, you know, felt comfortable talking to, wealthy individuals. So if you had somebody MBA, CFP, JD, CFP, some real credentials, that might leverage the next phase of your practice.
I think it very well could. I mean, because the idea is to work with those eight-figure clients, right?
Right.
Which eventually could get to be a nine-figure client. And if you've got somebody that's really tax savvy, yeah, that's a huge arrow in the quiver.
That's right. So, you know, and I mean, look, this individual could work exclusively for you, and or in a virtual teaming situation, you could farm this person out to other individuals that didn't have that expertise.
Right.
Now I'll give you another example of how this might work. I'm working with a guy down in Texas.
My wife just walked in.
Oh, okay. Hello, wife.
She turned right around.
Okay. But he's a pension expert. And he has developed connections with CPAs and that sort of thing that refer pension business to him. That's not really a part of your business mix right now, correct?
It's not.
So if you had a pension relationship, you either don't go there or you have to refer that business to somebody that has that level of expertise.
Correct.
So what you got to find out in this individual, what their range of expertise is, and then they could have virtual teaming situations that could bring more business to your team. So that's that's the flip side of what that could mean. So where do we go with this? One, we write up a job description, which I get to you, and then you, you know, approve it, modify it, whatever. Then you take it to senior management, and you see what they are willing to pay on a split basis. Now, what ends up happening is that these individuals, sometimes if they have clients, firms will pay them a percentage of their annual revenue. So now that kind of takes care of them. They've been paid for that way. So that could happen. So you present the scenarios for payment, and I'll scratch those out too. So scenarios for payment. And we'll identify the credentials that this person needs to have. And we'll identify a couple of the recruiting firms that might assist you. And we hire specifically for that person. That's what I did as a regional managing director and complex director.
Right, this is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I formed teams, but I would hire people directly onto teams that fit the criteria that the team needed. CPAs, attorneys, and other credential type folks.
That'd be great.
Okay. So that's my homework assignment, is to put something together on paper for your benefit, let you massage it, and then we need to figure out who do we take it to in terms of management.
And then if there's something else, like in the meantime, but before we get that person, right?
Right.
You know, I remember you mentioned a while ago, like you read a lot of periodicals so you can kind of deliver it to your clients, right?
Right.
Is there anything that there's like in the, I would find it hard to believe that there's not there in the financial planning world, that there's this virtual either person or this virtual site to where they provide the best topics and ideas, and they have taken everything that's out there to read, condense it to give somebody like the Cliff Notes version of what's important and what is time sensitive.
Right. One of the publications that I get online is Financial Planning Magazine. Do you get that one?
Oh, you got. Excuse me.
Okay. You know, when you know, working for the so-called wirehouse firm, I never was kind of getting any of that stuff. And now I'm reading Financial Planning Magazine. I get a daily online topic that is sent to me via email. And it covers everything from, you know, running your business, HR type stuff, and planning topics, all of that. And the other one that the independent space uses a lot is Investment News Daily. So probably what I'm going to do then is get a list of trade journals that you might just eyeball. Investment News Daily, have you ever seen that one?
Nope.
That's another one in the in the wirehouse world that nobody ever kind of would even think about, but a huge publication. So Planning Magazine, there's also Trust Advisor. I'll take a look at that one. And I'll get you the links and the websites. These are all free, so you don't have to pay anything for them. And it'll give you ideas. And what you do is you can get Maria hooked into those. So she starts reading them and comes up and volunteers, you know, some topics in the discussion as well. So you get her sifting through some of that material.
Right.
Maria, what's the latest update in terms of news, Maria? Well, you know, Financial Planning Magazine had an interesting article on X, Y, and Z that I think we ought to, you know, take into consideration as a team. You know, that's what you want.
Right, right.
So that's the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get these publications, online publications to you. I also get Advisor Hub. You familiar with that one?
Yep.
So, you know, they're now evolving into podcasts and things. So there may be some podcasts on Advisor Hub. That might make sense.
And so where I'm at is I've got like several publications.
Okay.
My problem is I don't have the time to go through all of them, right?
Right, right.
What I'm looking for is like somebody or something to funnel everything.
You want the summary.
I don't have to go. I want the summary. I want the Cliff Notes. Like a good example would be like Morgan Stanley. We used to get, you know, you can read Barron's magazine, right?
Right.
I don't have 2 hours, 3 hours to read Barron's.
Yeah, really.
But we used to get at Morgan Stanley, it no longer comes, but it was like a four pager.
Right.
That kind of hit on the highlights of Barron's.
Right.
What I'm looking for that is just from like the financial planning themes. If it exists.
Right. Yeah, planning, Financial Planning Magazine lays out the topics with a headline and you pick and choose what headline you want to read on a particular subject. You know, I tell you, leadership has really changed. As a branch manager, I would always, I spent a lot of time sifting through my idea flow and putting it out to financial advisors like that. So nobody in your office does that.
No.
Okay.
Like we get stuff, but man, we get so much content. Like I just don't have the time to go through everything.
Yeah, I get it.
And I don't know if Maria has the passion to do it.
Uh-huh. So you kind of need somebody that is intellectually sound that you can trust to get that stuff done for you. So,
yep.
You know, a sharp guy or gal could do that for you. So that's what I think I should be putting together for you.
Okay.
That would be something I wouldn't mind trying to help you with.
That'd
and I'll
great.
Even go as far, I mean, if you had someone, I would even conduct a couple of screening interviews for you.
That'd be great. Now, I did just before this conversation have a conversation with somebody who would be kind of like that internal person that could handle relationships but also be able to talk markets.
Okay.
this person, I don't think necessarily would be their focus would be planning, but their focus would be on just like markets, talking to maybe savvier clients when they call in.
Right.
And be able to have those conversations. I don't know if Maria is able to do that with somebody with $1 million or $2 million.
Right.
But I do know two other teams that have this person.
Okay.
And both like leaders of those teams are very happy that these people have come into their life.
Right.
Because they've taken so much time off their plate.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This guy's name is Zach Bach. I might have you touch base with Zach and conduct an interview.
Okay. So right now, you know, we're talking about maybe adding an additional team member. Then we've got to talk about properly onboarding that team member, which is part of the strategy that we've got to have. And to understand and do the things that you require. I think that is a great, great pathway in terms of the next step for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just think that is really, really solid. So those are the two things I will do. Today is Thursday. I'll try to have something to you by very early next week. Once you have it, then you can just set up a time with me and we can discuss it.
Let's just pencil in maybe next week at same day. How about 1:30 Eastern?
Next week, 1:30 Eastern. Okay, let me just pull up my Thursday.
Yep. Me too.
That would be the 16th.
Yep.
Okay. That'll work. And 1:30 would be your 2 hours, so that'd be 11:30.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect. 1:30 Eastern.
Yeah. Which we said is 11:30 Pacific.
Yeah. Are you 2 or 3 hours behind me?
Are you on Eastern or?
Eastern. Or I'm Central? Eastern. So you'd be 10:30 your time.
10:30. Okay. Got to always make sure I get that straight.
Yep.
Okay. I got you down.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Curtis.
Okay. You have an enjoyable
day.
Talk
to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Too, man.